Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for the Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Well, good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. Of course, I am Shayna, and I am truly elated that you've joined us this Tuesday night. It is June 16th, 2015, and I hope you're having an awesome Tuesday. Hope your month of June is just going off quite wonderful. You know, we want to welcome everyone to this national show for the entire community and every single member of your family. This show literally is for everyone. We do not isolate anyone. We don't go on the left side, the right side. We are a universal family show that has an interest in human life. And I hope you agree that together we can come up with viable solutions to make this world a better place. We do aim to bring topics to the table that need to be addressed. And we aim to offer insight, expertise, and helpful solutions that will hopefully impact and shape our lives in a quite game-changing manner. You know, this show features the relevant topics that matter to you, and we feature the people that you want to hear from. And tonight, I am very excited and looking forward to chatting about a subject and a topic that matters very dearly, and that is water safety. You know, most of the kids are out of school already, so many individuals are getting ready to go to the beach, to the pool, to the lake, to the pond, or a lot of the fun water parks. And we have a conversation tonight that you must stick around to listen to, because we have the one and only swimming expert, water safety expert rather, and a professional swimmer. We have Jennifer Hill with us tonight, and she has been on with us before in previous years. And every time I sit down with this young woman, I continue to learn more things about the topic of water safety. It is a topic that never grows obsolete or stale, because unfortunately, we continue to have individuals in this country, mostly young people or youth, drown, especially during those summer months where they are out of school and supervision may not be as closely watched as we would like for it to be, because many parents and guardians are working. So we're going to have a real sincere conversation tonight about trying to protect our children from drownings. It is the D word, and it's a very real word. So do stay with us. She's going to offer some great solutions. Okay, want you to know that. This is your show, Real Talk for Real People. That's the tagline here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. If it matters to you, we aim to spotlight and highlight it here on this weekly show. Do believe that. Well, right now, everyone, let's get ready to kick off this show, because it's going to be a great one. Hopefully, you will find it to be a very informative one. And also, at the end, I have some great music for you, some new music. I think you're going to enjoy this musical track. But before we kick everything off and bring in our exclusive featured guest for tonight's segment, please lend me your ears for just a few seconds for some very important messaging.
Are you considering seeking therapy but aren't sure whether it's the right choice for you? If certain issues have been causing problems in your life and you aren't sure how to make the necessary changes, therapy can help. Dealing with your problems with the help of a professional can help you start on a more productive pattern. While 1 in 5 American adults suffer from some form of mental illness, about 45 to 65% with moderate to severe impairment is in treatment. Approximately 111,000 of Georgia youth live with a serious mental health condition. Positive Change Counseling Services is a community health care corporation providing family counseling and human development services to children and families in unserved and underserved communities. Positive Change Counseling Services is dedicated to solution-focused treatment for behavioral and mental health. Our community-based organization provides an array of confidential services with specialization in youth, family, and individual counseling. Some of our target solution services include treatment for the following: depression, ADHD, anxiety, emotional health problems, adverse behavior habits, post-traumatic stress syndrome, common symptoms for abused and neglected children, aggression, and stress management. We are a core agency that provides in-home and in-office services through our individuals and group therapy, family therapy, community support services, crisis intervention, as well as diagnostic and nursing evaluations and assessments. For further information on how to start receiving services, please contact Positive Change Counseling Services at 404-298-0888. Please also visit our website at www.pcccounseling.org.
The latest album from sensational jazz musician John H. Porter will simply inspire you. The album titled When the Sun Goes Down is an original collection of modern jazz music performed by the critically acclaimed John H. Porter. All music lovers will truly fall in love with every track, which boldly possesses feeling and spirit. The album has been called a rare masterpiece that captures life itself. This album makes the perfect gift for a loved one or yourself. When the Sun Goes Down offers 9 exceptional musical tracks that will simply amaze you. The album is on sale right now. Visit cdbaby.com, iTunes, or Amazon to purchase John H. Porter's latest album, When the Sun Goes Down.
Attention listeners, listen to this. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. We don't have a personal life and a professional life. We have one life, and we have to make that life count. If you want to enjoy your job and career and make your life count and ultimately achieve success and significance, then Revelations in Business is the book for you. Revelations in Business, connecting your business plan with God's purpose and plan for your life, is an award-winning book that's been endorsed by many industry leaders, including Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of Chick-fil-A. Revelations in Business provides you with biblical principles, practical tools, and real-life examples from today's business leaders, and takes you through a step-by-step process to show you how to connect your profession with your purpose and your career with your calling, so that what you do in the workplace and in the marketplace, you are anointed to do it, and you have passion for it, and you are positioned to excel. I am Dr. Shalette Stewart, and as the author of Revelations in Business, I travel the world speaking on purpose-driven leadership topics and have served in leadership roles for global companies, including the Coca-Cola Company. And I currently serve as the Associate Director of Executive Education for Southern Methodist University Cox School of Business. I look forward to sharing the insights of Revelations in Business with you. The book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever fine books are sold. It's also available on traditional book format, as well as ebook and audiobook format. For more information on how to maximize your personal fulfillment and your professional success, or to schedule time for me to conduct a workshop for your organization, I invite you to log on to revelationsinbusiness.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and be blessed.
Well, do know that here at Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, that we are very grateful for all of the support out there in the national and international community. Thank you so much to our national partners and sponsors, and of course, to our dedicated and loyal weekly listeners. We are very thankful. Please stay connected with us. More hot and intriguing show segments coming your way. We aim to deliver talk radio with substance, and we hope we're doing a great job. And speaking of that, we would love to hear from you. Do connect with us where you can suggest future upcoming show guests or topics. Simply email letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Again, that's letstalkshayna@gmail.com. And, you know, speaking of connecting with us, if you're out there on the various social media outlets, do connect with us. You can put the show's name, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton in any of your favorite search engines, and you are bound to find us. And if you happen to be on Twitter, it is SS Thornton. That's the handle there. SS Thornton. You know, speaking of social media, if you are listening to me live right now, or if you're listening to the replay podcast, you're still tuned in, please hashtag LTA, all capital letters, LTA for Let's Talk America. That's the acronym. Let everyone know that you're tuned in and you're listening in closely to the weekly topic or weekly segment for this national award-winning family radio talk show. So we appreciate it. And before we kick off some things, I do want to invite you to visit our brand new, newly designed website. It's www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. Again, that's www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. And there you'll find all the information you ever wanted to know about myself, about the show, and also about our national sponsors and partners. Well, in keeping with tradition, I would like to go over our words of inspiration for tonight's show, because we have one great show tonight with some great information certainly involved. And I'm sure you're going to be very impressed and amazed by our in-house expert. And that is not me. That is someone I brought in. Well, the words of inspiration for tonight actually belong to Aristotle, who once said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Again, Aristotle once said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." And that is so true. We have to get in the mode of doing the right things for us. So if you want to be successful, whatever you want to be, you dream of, whatever your vision for your future, you have to develop the right habits today and you have to stick with them. There is something said about consistency and patience. And certainly I recognize that in a world that's evolving very quickly and things going at a very fast pace, it may be tempting or appealing to switch because someone else seems to have gotten there faster, on a faster track. But be patient. I do believe the right formula of success for you will work out, because I've shared this before. To paraphrase Judy Garland, it's better to be a first-rate version of yourself than a second-rate version of someone else. So stay true to you and keep pushing forward. Okay, everyone? Well, speaking of pushing forward, I would like to push forward on a very important topic tonight on Let's Talk America. We're talking about water safety. We're talking about trying to prevent drownings, unintentional drownings for everyone, but especially our youth. They are so vulnerable for this very tragic act, of course, which is drowning. No parent, no grandparent, no aunt or uncle should have to ever receive that call. I am not the expert, but Jennifer Hill out of Atlanta Metropolitan, out of Georgia, she is, and she is with us tonight. Let's kick this conversation off, okay? Please let everyone know you're tuned in. Hashtag LTA right now. Message all of your friends. We're getting started on a very critical and life-saving news segment right now.
Congratulations, on-air personality Shayna Thornton, on being named the recipient of the 2015 Bold Award in Human Dignity. Your journalistic work on spotlighting the leading topics and people of today makes a difference. Keep up the great work.
Hi, my name is Kezia Alford. For more information on my music, please go to keziaalford.com. That's KeziaAlford.com. Or find it online at any digital outlet. I pray that my music blesses your soul. And you are currently listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Listeners of Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. It is Tuesday night, and of course, the weather has turned warm on us, and we are excited. The kids are probably out of school now around the nation, every student. And of course, that brings the question, or rather the topic of water safety up. And you know, here at Let's Talk America, every year, we like to address this issue because it's an important one, and it's one that has lives at stake, and that is very important. Important to all of us. Right now, I have the one and only Jennifer Hill is on with us. She's been with us in previous years. She is a Red Cross water safety instructor and lifeguard. How are you doing this Tuesday night, Jennifer?
Wonderful. Thank you. So glad for summer to be here.
Yes, yes. An exciting time for both students and parents and guardians, of course. But of course, the issue of water safety does come up because more individuals are in water during the warmer summer months. Now, Jennifer, I don't need to tell you this, but I want to share with our national and international listeners that the Center for Disease and Control reports that in recent years, there has been an average of 3,500 fatal unintentional drownings, and of course that's non-boating related, annually in the U.S., and about 10 deaths per day. About one in five who die from the drownings are children 14 years and younger, Jennifer, and to all of our listeners. Now, this is very alarming to me, and I know to our national and international community. First and foremost, Jennifer, in your professional opinion, and you have a lot of years, of course, as a water safety advocate, why do you think we continue to see these tragedies in modern times?
Well, actually, I think that the rates have actually escalated within the last, 5 to 10 years, mainly because of the development of technology and cell phone use. A lot of times when parents should be at the pool watching their children, or they've got the babysitter at the pool that should be watching their children, they're too busy on the phone doing other things. And it doesn't take but a minute. It's almost like texting and driving. It doesn't take but a few seconds to take your eyes off that child for them to slip under the water. And drowning is not with them calling out help, splashing and flailing around. Drowning is a very quiet, motionless event.
Yes. And I think a lot of people do expect the splashing help. So you're saying a lot of times it can be a silent incident that occurs.
Right. Like imagine the 2-year-old that's playing on the steps.
Okay.
And maybe they've got their swimmies on. It doesn't take but a second for them to slide that swimmie off of their arm, and they've tumbled off of the steps, and they're just immediately under the water. There is no screaming, no crying, no splashing around. They're just under the water.
Jennifer, every year that we have you on, talking about water safety in the warmer months, talking about saving lives of both adults and children, but especially our youth, because they're more vulnerable, I always learn something from you. First and foremost, I think we often think of drownings as something, like you said, that's an open or loud incident. Not always, especially when it comes to the smaller children. And I also want to point out, when you talked about technology, we talk about all of our cell phones and being able to get on social media and chat and instant message individuals. And you're saying that we need to be very careful and mindful during the summer months when we're around water or anything dangerous, because we're often distracted.
Right. In so many ways, I do correlate it to driving, because it doesn't take long that you've taken your eyes off of what you're supposed to be watching to go to that phone. And especially if you are just sitting there by the pool, then you get engaged in that. And next thing you know, several seconds have gone by before you've looked back up. And for some people, it could be several minutes have gone by because they've gotten so engaged with what they were looking at. I've met a couple of parents who have had either near drownings or they've had a child that drowned.
Oh, no.
And these are good parents.
Oh, yes.
These are not neglectful parents.
Okay.
These are not, and in fact, the three parents that I can think of off the top of my head, one had a drowning that was fatal. The other two had a very serious near drowning where their children were in the hospital for almost a year that made a full recovery. They are good parents. They got engaged. They just got engaged in conversation with, their sister-in-law or whoever was sitting there with them at the pool. And next thing they know, they had looked up, and their kid was only like 5 feet away from them. And they looked up, and their kid is at the bottom of the shallow end there.
Mm.
So it can happen. And people shouldn't judge other parents to say, oh, well, that's just an irresponsible parent. That we all have to be there and be mindful and watch. And the more eyes that are on the pool, the better. Don't ever feel like when you're at the pool that you're there just to watch your kids.
Yes.
By all means, watch all the kids that are there. No parent is ever going to get onto you for interfering in their business when you're telling them their child is drowning.
Well, powerful information here on Let's Talk America this Tuesday night. Of course, our featured exclusive guest is Jennifer Hill. She's been on with us before. She's a celebrated water safety advocate. She's also, of course, a Red Cross instructor and lifeguard who has an organization where she dedicates her time and commitment to teaching as many people, adults, adults and children as possible to learning how to swim, how to survive in the water. You know, obviously the question comes up of what do we do in the summer months when we're having more gatherings around water. You've already said it so eloquently, Jennifer. You're saying be mindful of children, all eyes on deck, watching the water, children near water, and also putting aside the technology so you can be as attentive as possible. But Jennifer, tell me this. How early can a parent teach a child or minor about water safety? Should we wait till they're about 8 or 9 years old? How early?
Oh, absolutely not. Much like you teach them about the dangers of fire, yes, you know, and things being hot right away, you know, we teach them a healthy respect for the water. And parents, you know, to help get their children accustomed to the water, because you want them to enjoy the water. You don't want them to be so fearful of it that they are afraid to go, because then they're too afraid to actually learn. Okay. So there's that double-edged sword in it, in that you want them to learn and you want them to enjoy the water, but you want them to have that healthy respect for it as well. So from the very first bath, when babies get home from the hospital, parents should be taking a washcloth and say 1, 2, 3 and wring the washcloth out over the child's face. Yes. One of the worst things that you can do is to tilt their head back or shield their face from that water going over their face, because then when they are, you know, 2, 3 years old and they've got the cognitive skills and the motor development skills to really start working to learn to swim on their own, they're already used to their faces being in the water, and it just makes that transition a lot better.
Beautiful, powerful information. You know, Jennifer, I want to talk about a reality. Some parents, as you know, being a water safety instructor and lifeguard, a lot of parents, or rather some, cannot swim. Now, should a parent learn to swim? Is that necessary? Why or why not?
No, not necessarily necessary. One of the big things is most of your children, they're going to be in the shallow end anyway. So any adult that doesn't know how to swim, they would be able to stand up and walk out to their child to pull them in for help. Even adults who know how to swim, it is very dangerous for them to go in deep water to rescue their child.
Okay.
Because it's very easy for the child, because they're scared, and to pull the adult under as well. And a lot of times when you hear that somebody was drowning and somebody else went in to rescue them and they both drowned,
yes,
that person that went in to rescue them, I guarantee you they knew how to swim. Because anybody who doesn't know how to swim, they're the ones sitting on the sidewalk screaming for help. Okay. You know, they don't voluntarily just go and get in themselves if it's over their head to try. And what happens there is that child grabs onto the adult and is pulling them under, and the adult trying to fight against it and just thinking, I can make it, I can get there, I can get there. They finally succumb to it, and both of them end up drowning. So if an adult who is a swimmer, a swimming adult, if they ever find themselves in that situation where they do have to get in deep water to help somebody, they should always take with them some type of flotation device. That's why even in lifeguard training, we're trained that we always take our rescue tube with us, because it provides the barrier and the support for the lifeguard so that they're able to help the victim. And you always approach from behind, so that way they can't grab onto you and pull you under. You have to remain where you're in control of the situation. And if the situation gets out of control and they are grabbing onto you and you feel like you have lost control of the situation, and it's the hardest thing, I would imagine, for a parent, because it's not in our natural instinct at all to throw our child off of us and let them fend for themselves for a few seconds while we regroup.
Okay.
But that's going to be the only way for survival in that situation. The adult has to push the child off of them, let the child scramble for 3 or 4 more seconds while you regroup and reapproach from the back. Because if you're not in control of that situation, it could be fatal for both people.
You know, Jennifer, I want to emphasize that again, what you just said about it, knowing how to swim does not guarantee that you can successfully or effectively save a life. And you brought up two main things. One, of course, know how to swim. If you're going to try to save someone, if they're in the deep water, deep end water, you can't stand in. Secondly, like you said, have a floating device of some sort with you. And then third, and I imagine this is probably one of the most important concepts, try to remain in control of that rescue. Approach from behind if you can. And of course, the hardest thing for any parent or human being who cares about any human life, if you lose control of that situation, you have to throw the person away from you from us, I guess, to a certain degree, to regroup and think about what I'm going to have to do to reapproach this situation.
Definitely, most definitely. And if you can, you know, the Red Cross rule is reach your throat, don't go. If there's some possible way that you can help that person from the sidewalk without getting in with them, the getting in should be the very last step that you do. And if you do get in, grab a pool noodle, grab something to put up underneath your arms to take with you, because it's going to provide that extra support. People don't realize how hard it is, even when you're a good swimmer, because when you're holding somebody else, you're basically treading water using only your legs. You're not able to use your arms any because your arms are holding the other person, and that's just added weight to it as well. So the things that we do in our profession, that's just everyday life for us, you know, sometimes we even take for granted that other people don't have that strength and that skill, and it's really a technique of doing it, you know, to be able to handle that. And I tell people to take a 10-pound dumbbell and try to hold that and just tread water and see how hard it is, because that's going to be what it would be like, only that 10-pound dumbbell is not scrambling and flailing around on you and trying to grab you.
Challenging. You know, this is why the conversation of water safety is so important. And every year, Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, is committed to bringing it back into the spotlight, because rescuing perhaps your child, hopefully you're never in that situation, but life can happen to all of us. If you're ever in that situation, something you have to plan and think about ahead of time. So like you're saying, Jennifer, in such an eloquent way, you know, thinking, well, I can just get out of there and go because I can swim and I've been a great swimmer and I was, you know, in the Navy or I was on a swim team, doesn't necessarily get it done. So please think about it, research it more, take mental and written notes of what Jennifer and other water advocates try to emphasize and stress to our community members. You know, Jennifer, let's talk about the fact that children, especially smaller children, younger ones, can also be vulnerable in small amounts of water, such as baths, washing machines.
Definitely. And even, you know, we have had a very wet winter and spring this year. And so even, you know, the puddles that form in your yard and stuff, you could imagine an 18-month-old going and running across the yard and they fall face first into a puddle.
Okay.
You know, if they're not able to push themselves up from that and recover and get up, you know, they could be face down in a puddle.
Yes. So it's just as important. I mean, those baths, the small puddles in our yards, washing machines, you know, I know.
Yeah,
they can come in different forms. Some sit high, some sit low, and also small backyard pools, right? So I just want to emphasize, and no, I don't want us to take any of this information for granted. You know, we think, here are the small pools. I just bought it from the store. You know, it's not enough water to harm anybody. Leaving the 3 or 4-year-old out there for 30 minutes and coming back, I know you would emphasize you've got to be smart and logical.
Right, and there has to be adult supervision at all times.
Yes.
And again, that means put the phone down so that you're providing that adult supervision while you're out there at all times, because it truly only takes an inch of water to drown in.
Wow, we don't want any more fatalities. Hopefully your message and the many messages of advocates around the world can try to decrease those. Of course, I want all fatal drownings abolished. You know, before you get out of here, speak to those right now, Jennifer, who are fearful. They are terrified, dreadful of water. Maybe it's been passed down from family conversation, you know, and they never can imagine learning how to swim. Unfortunately, parents and guardians can pass attitudes and moods and thoughts on to their children. You know, talk to those right now who are living in fear.
You will find other adults just like you if you take a class. That's the one thing that's so nice, is when we have an adult class and the camaraderie that those adults build, because they all share their stories of when their uncle pushed them in when they were 5 years old, or something happened to them at a birthday party. And so it's kind of like misery loves company, and they enjoy knowing that other people have some of the same fears and anxieties that they have. And yet then they all come to this class together and they're encouraging one another. Or they're looking at each other and going, oh, well, she can do that, I can do that. Because we talked on the first day, and I know she's just as scared as I am. So you're never too old to learn to swim. And it's definitely, you know, something that we do need to make sure that even if the adults aren't going to learn to swim, that we don't need to pass those fears down to our children.
Beautiful.
And I have been seeing a big trend lately in, though the adults don't know how to swim, they are doing a much better job, it seems, in this generation of making sure that their children learn how to swim. But the important part to not forget also, though, is our teens, because sometimes they've gotten to that age where it's like, oh, well, I'm too old to take swimming lessons now, but they may actually be the highest risk age group, mainly because here's some 16-year-old that's going to be walking the neighborhood with their friend, and their friend's going to say, let's go jump in this creek down here and cool off. It's a hot day. And he doesn't want to tell his buddy he doesn't know how to swim because he'll be embarrassed.
Okay.
So, you know, even though some adults say, well, we're never around water, my kids are never around water, you don't know years from now what situations they're going to be in.
That's
and it's best to give them all the tools that you can for their health and their safety.
Powerful information. Again, water safety this Tuesday night with the one and only celebrated, well-known, and respected water safety advocate and expert. Of course, she's a lifeguard among many things, but she wears many hats. Jennifer Hill out of Atlanta Metropolitan. Jennifer, before you leave us, our national and international listeners, of course, are interested. If they are interested in knowing more about swimming or your organization, how can they reach out to you or your staff?
Sure. They can check us out online at www.theswimcenter.com. There they can get email information, phone number information. I have people from all over different countries that will call or will email to ask, you know, specifically what types of things should they ask when they're interviewing a swim school in their area so that they can kind of gauge whether it would be a good environment for their children to learn in. So I'm open to help people out nationwide, you know, worldwide actually, with their questions that will help them be able to find a place that they can get some swimming lessons and help them learn to enjoy the water.
I love your passion. I love your platform and your message, Jennifer Hill. Your friend here of Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Keep sharing the information. Help us save more lives. Wow, what a conversation this Tuesday night, June 16th, 2015, on your family radio talk show, award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. We are not done yet. We've got a great and inspiring musical track for you to hear, a new song debuted here on Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Give me a few seconds.
Hello, everyone. I'm Latasha Matthews from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Hi, I'm Nikki Smith. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I love listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. I love the fact that it's a family-friendly show, and it has great guests. It has great music submissions, and I think she's doing a wonderful job, and I will continue to support it, and I encourage you to as well. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hey, how you doing? This is L Hustle from Detroit, Michigan. You're now tuned into the Let's Talk America with your host, Shannon Thornton.
Hi, this is Carol from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Everyone, join us next Tuesday night, same time, same place. More hot, relevant topics coming your way. All right, and do check out our new website, www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. Well, tonight I am excited to feature brand new music from the gifted vocalist Michelle Johnson, and she spells Michelle M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E. Michelle Johnson. I had the opportunity to sit with her on camera recently and have an exclusive interview, and here is her music for you. The song is titled Urgent. Do enjoy, everyone. We'll chat next week. Keep the conversation going. Stay involved and know the news. All content original. Copyright 2015 by Paget and Thomas Enterprises, LLC.
This world just doesn't know God. that that's all they have to do. Sit through service, hear a sermon, leave some money, and think that they are through. But Jesus said, go ye therefore in the highways and hedges and teach to men, telling him to observe all things whatsoever he did.